to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome back to Talking PPG Radio. Will Jones here with you again. I tell you what, I got a interview for you again. If you remember the first episode, I told you guys that I was a flight junkie, 492 to be exact. And I fly Fresh Breeze, got a Power Atlas wing, a Silex wing, a trike. Okay, got a chance to talk to Captain Kurt Pfister, flight junkie 001. Passion's the word. That's all I'm going to say. Passion, probably one of the hardest working guys out there in power paragliding today. Wanted to talk to him about the Carver's Field Invasion, the 2009 Flight Junkie Reunion, July 23rd through the 26th. New location, people, new location. Last couple of years, he's been just below, south of Columbus. He's up by Cleveland this year, so go to the website, FlightJunkies.com, to get more information on the location and go ahead and sign up. You'll save $10, which you'll hear about that when we end the interview here. Just hang on. I tell you what, a guy with this much passion, and just hang on and you're going to go for a ride. So I'd like to thank him for coming on. A couple other things before we get into the interview. This weekend, March 27th through the 29th, Pine Island Fly-In, guys. PlanetPPG.com. I'm sure Paul would love to have more people down there. Hopefully it'll be a good turnout and the weather will be great for you guys. I'm jealous because I'm getting for spring fever and would love to be there. This is the second out of the four this year. Don't forget the one in July. Also, May 7th through the 10th, Panama City Beach, people. The location's there, ready to go. Don't forget to tell ClearwaterBeachResorts.com. Tell them that you are with the Beach Blast to get your discount. Don't forget about that. Okay, May 22nd through the 25th, Memorial Day weekend, Endless Foot Drags, Britton Shaw. Be there. Another great fly-in, it sounds like it's going to be. And one other thing before we get going, listen to the Sky Rats Radio episode. The last episode had a Tim Dowdy on there. Nice website. Tim Mooski, I think it's the name of the website, .com, T-I-M-M-O-O-S-K-I-E, I think is how he pronounces it. But you got to go check it out. He had a real cool thing on there, a prediction thing, a flying prediction thing, which is really cool. I could sit here and try to explain it to you, but it's easier just to go back to his website and check it out. Cool website, Tim. A lot of information there, a lot of different PPG stuff, just real weather. Other PPG sites, nice, really nice. So, and that's all I got, guys. I'd like to thank, like I said, Captain Kurt for coming on again, and sit back, relax. Hope you enjoy. Welcome back, everybody. Will Jones here, Talking PPG Radio. On the line with me today is Captain Kurt Pfister, Mr. Flight Junkie number one, right? How you doing, Kurt?
Hey, we started it all. Didn't think it was going to go this far, but it did.
Well, excellent, man. Excellent. So how you doing?
Going, brother.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
All right, 492 here.
Well, we're up to 555 students now, Will. So we got a few more guys to introduce to you at the next fly-in.
555, you said?
555, the magical number here.
Wow, that's amazing,
growing
man.
Fast, brother.
That is amazing. It's just flying by. I see 492. I came down there a year ago, so you're training. You're on it. Hey, I tell you what. There's a lot of people, you know, of course there's 555 know you. There might be some guys that are listening now don't actually know exactly who you are. And if you could give some information about yourself, about how long you've been in the sport, what made you get into it, just a kind of background on you there, Kurt.
Well, I got into it, as you know, about 10 years ago. And before that, well, that's when I first got my first unit, was about 10 years ago. But I discovered this at a boxing match in Vegas when the infamous Fan Man flew into the ring. And I was sitting about five rows back between Riddick Bowe and Evander Holyfield, watching them kick the snot out of each other, and a guy flew into the ring, and I fell in love with it. And it wasn't until a few years later that I discovered it while looking for a new parachute rig. I was a skydiver for 20 years and doing base jumping and sky surfing and pond swooping and all of that. And I was looking for a new parachute rig on eBay. And I was looking around, and all of a sudden there was the thing I saw on that guy's back. Didn't know what it was called, didn't know how to fly, didn't know anything about it. And that was the first one. I ordered that, got it sent on the way. It was a used unit. It was falling apart, but I did the unlikely thing in training myself and took it to the field and flew it. I was already doing aerobatics with the skydiving. I figured it can't be much different. It'll fly the same, land the same. Taking off was the thing that did, but I had no problem. I pulled it up, turned it around, and took off. It just seemed to come natural to me, and that's where it started, man. I just found myself in love with it. That's where it all started.
Rest was history, huh?
It's a never ending love affair. I'm going to do this till they bury me.
Oh man, that's great. Yeah, the one thing I noticed when I ended up calling you and stuff about it, the passion that you have for it. I think that's one of the things that actually drew me in even more to become, I guess, a flight junkie. As a
flight junkie.
Yeah. So, but I tell you what, you are a Fresh Breeze dealer. And I'm wondering if there's anything new out. I actually put a call into Chris Bowles to try to talk to him, but I'll ask you first. Is anything new that you may have know about or anything like that that Fresh Breeze might have coming down the pipe?
Well, I do know there's some things in the making that they're coming out with, different motors, different configurations. Of course, you know, we already have so many choices to choose from when you're ordering from us. You can order it in titanium. You can order it with comfort bars. You can order it with the soft J system. Our suspension. We have so many different configurations. There have been some changes to the cages, making it all universal. No matter which one you have, if you have an Airboss or if you have a Simonini, or the cages are now all double ring. They're all on a freestanding mid frame, so that it's easier to assemble. I mean, the Airbosses a few years ago used to be the center section would just come out, and it was kind of a little tricky to get the. If you were disassembling, it was a little bit tricky to get the whole unit is assembled, but then that we've now changed to everybody having the same frame down the middle and the same outer shell with two double ring cages, a little bit stronger. I don't know, little changes along the way. Notice changes in brackets, and the nice thing I like about Fresh Breeze is this company is just amazing to work for, and it's a company that really listens to the people and what they want and what their desires are. As well as some of the things that, you know, are needed, some changes that may be needed. No company's perfect, but boy, I tell you what, they really really like their attention to their customers and learning what's going on out there. And if there's any improvements that can be made, they want to know about it.
Yeah.
And they do care about the company, and that's one thing I like to see. And if there ever is a problem, I've seen them bend over backwards to take care of their customers, which is pretty good company to work for. I have no complaints with them. Everything's been smooth for the last 6.5 years that I've been with them, almost 7. And I intend to keep on selling Fresh Breeze unless something better comes along. But I don't see that. I don't see it happening. They're on the cutting edge.
They're one of the longest makers of PPGs, aren't they?
They are. They are now the oldest. We've seen so many pop up and go out of business.
Yeah.
You know, they run. They have about their 4 or 5 year running, and as it starts to decline for them, as people start to discover their product is not what it's supposed to be, they seem to just kind of peter out and die off and drift away, or for whatever reason, rename themselves and try to emerge as something else that just doesn't work. There's no arguing with quality. You can't stay in existence for that long unless you've got something going for you.
Yeah.
The customer service is great. And I try to do a little bit more than that, even beyond Fresh Breezes. I've kind of dedicated my life to this. I really am just completely in love with it. Which is the whole reason I train for free.
I tell you what, you can't deny the passion. That's like I said when I talked to you the first time I talked to you. And I probably talked to you two or three times before I actually went ahead and decided to go with Fresh Freeze. It's just big passion in the sport or whatever like that. I definitely feel that. And I'm sure that anybody that actually calls you and talks to you, they're just like, wow. It's almost like, whoa. You know, sit back. Because the first time I called, I was like, man, he knows his stuff. He really loves his sport, and I can feel that. I'm sure people will be able to feel that if they get, you know, if they ever get a chance to talk to you about it. I tell you what. One of the reasons why I called is was on your website, which is www.flightjunkies.com, and of course I was looking to see when the reunion was coming up, and I think you, Ilner, you got a new location. And
Sherry and I are just extremely excited about this.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw it. You checked out the field there and
yes.
Take a little pan around the area and see that. We're gonna have some more we're gonna have a little video flyby here. I'm trying to figure out a way to down on the computer. I can't do anything. And so I'm trying to figure out a way. I designed the whole website, but I had another guy do it, and I'm trying to I have a video of me flying around that field, just panning around, just so you could see it, but we are so excited. It's over 30 acres of flat, wide-open land. It is absolutely beautiful. This summer, we're going to attempt this summer to build a hangar on it, and we're just going to live right in the hangar during the summer times. In the wintertime, we live in our Florida home. And we're down here all winter long between Sarasota and Tampa. You came down here.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
And then we stay at my home just outside of Cleveland in the summertime. So we spend more time up in Ohio. And this year we're going to try to build a hangar and live inside the hangar, and just make a nice party place for the flight junkies that come in every year. Have plenty of room. And boy, we just don't even know. We're very excited about this grand opening, with a lot of little surprise planned for it. And it's one thing to have to go looking for your own field sometime, and fields are getting harder and harder to find. But this one is ours. We're going to walk out our door, do all of our training right there, and have our own flying field. And
we
don't have to hunt for a place. What's that?
I know the old field was just, it was south of Columbus. Where's the new location at?
This is northern Ohio. Northeast Ohio.
Okay.
It's about, there's directions right on the map.
It's just
outside of Cleveland, though.
Okay.
About a 45-minute drive out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right off the Ohio's Turnpike. Everything couldn't have worked out better for where this is at. It's about a half an hour from my home, where I'm living at now in Aurora. And it's right off the turnpike, so people coming in from out of state, which, as you've seen, we have a lot of people that come in from out of state.
Yeah.
I mean, we had guys come in from California last year and Texas and everywhere in between. And it just makes it real good that when you hit that Ohio turnpike, we're right off the turnpike 2 miles down the road. If they don't want to sleep in a camper or camp out on the field, we've got motels right by. We've got a soccer field that butts up against ours, like six soccer fields that butts up against my 30-acre property. So we've got plenty of spectators to watch us. They're always fun. I tell you what, I think everybody loves showing off for the spectators. And, every PPG pilot, I think that's part of the thrill of it. I mean, you really are the center of attention when you do this. And I think deep down in all of us, we want a little spotlight in there, you know.
Oh, man, it's such a unique looking thing, you know. I mean, it draws a crowd.
We have already started. We've got live bands coming in Friday night. We've got live bands coming in Saturday night. We're having, we always feed everybody. It's all included. And, we try to bring in as much food as possible, and beer and wine and pop and water and anything that they could possibly want. We've got specialty T-shirts strictly for the invasion. By the way, that's what we called it, the Carver's name. Field Invasion.
Okay, Carver's Field Invasion. Great.
Yep. We were tossing around names, and you know, asking certain people about some of the names we came up with. We gave them a list, and none of the names that I picked came out, didn't get as many votes, let's just put it that way. Sherry picked the name for the field, so she really liked Carver's Field. And, it's kind of stuck, so we're so excited, man. We just can't wait. We're coming back in April. We're down in Florida right now. We're coming back in April. The field's been smoothed out already. The grass is cut, and by the time the boys get there in July, it ought to look like the ninth green at Pebble Beach. It's going to be smooth and grassy.
And the dates, guys, is July 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. Are you taking pre-registrations and the cost and...
They'll save $10 off the cost of it if they prepay. You can go right online, get a hold of us. We'll tell you where to send it to, and we'll tell you where we're at, and give you an address to send it to. But it's $10 off ahead. And boy, I tell you what, with the, you know, what I've seen people charge for fly-ins in the past, and $150 here, $100 there. Yeah. You know, it's $69 at the door for ours, and my God, you get it. I mean, you've been there.
Yeah.
The cost, it ends up costing me about $5,000, but it's just so worth it. By the time I get done, just to see everybody have a good time, and Jeff Schreiner will be there filming a DVD movie every year, and does a fantastic job with that. And we've got so many new pilots, and I think the whole fun of this sport is not just the flying, but it's just the whole ball of wax. It's the camaraderie of it, watching newbies come into the sport, watching seasoned pilots, and just watching everybody screw up from now and then and having a good time and a good laugh. And that's the fun part for me. This is like Christmas for me, man, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Excellent, man. I was reading here the first 200 pilots will receive the latest Grand Opening 2009 Flight Junkie T-shirt, guys. So get your registration in quick so you can get one of those special T-shirts and everything. Let's see, what else has been happening? Now, I know I've been trying to make it for the last 2 years to your New Year's little fly-in thing that you have, but it seemed like you had something else added on to this past year.
Yeah, we did. We took it a little step further here. We kind of included the wives in our lives for this flying.
There you go.
Seem to get excluded all the time, and they get lonely at home. And so we invited them. And we've always been getting together around the middle of the year.
Yeah.
I've been going down to Florida now since I got into this sport during the middle of the year, around New Year's Eve, and celebrating down there. And I did so much training to the guys down in Cape Coral and got them all started in that whole area flying. And Florida's been something. Snow flying is great, but I tell you what, there's nothing like coming down in the middle of winter and flying off a beach and flying out over the ocean. And so we all, this year we had a New Year's Eve flying, and we flew for, some of the guys came in as you know, early as about a week. Some of them came in for just a couple days before we went on a trip together. We had a lot of great clients.
Is that fly-in a special invitation deal, or is that just some guys that say, hey, you know, that you kind of tell you they're coming this way?
You know what? It started out that way.
Yeah.
And it's always been by just me gathering a group of guys and inviting them down. And we had a small group, man, which is what we like normally, but we just had such a good time. What we did was we flew for about 3 or 4 days together, and we celebrated New Year's Eve at my house. We had a nice bonfire in the back. Well, not a bonfire, but we built a nice fire. We have a small backyard. We have a hot tub back there. We have a tiki bar, and the whole thing. We had a nice relax. We had tons of food and plenty to drink there, and everybody had a great time. Flew for another day or two, and then all of us got on a cruise ship and went to Cozumel, Mexico. And,
what?
And Grand Cayman.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it was fantastic.
Oh,
we had such a good time. The ladies loved it. They got to be a part of it rather than just sitting there watching us have all the good time.
Yeah.
We had good food, good times. Sherry is, I don't know if when you were down here, Sherry's been booking cruises for about 15 years, so she does it at travel agent rate. And I put that on the website just recently.
Yeah.
She's got, we've already begun taking registration for the next Flight Junkies New Year's Eve reunion. It's just a little, you know, we don't care how big it gets this year.
Right.
We're opening it up to people that want to come down and fly with us and be a part of it and sign up for the fly-in cruise. And this year we're going to Costa Maya. Mexico and Cozumel, and it is a six-night, five-day cruise, $400. That's it. Out the door. And, man, the food is phenomenal. It's a fairly new ship, one of their newest ships, the Grandeur of the Seas on Royal Caribbean. And you just can't beat the price. And best of all, we're going with a bunch of pilots, and they're all whacked out anyway. So.
Not fly junkies. No way.
Especially the fly junkies. I mean, they're just a half a bubble off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somehow they seem to just come here like moths to a light. It's weird. I don't know what's bringing them in. It's just weird. They're just weird. Look at yourself, for God's sake. I know you're reserved on the radio, but we know better.
I'm just nice and slow and just floating around, man. That's all I do. Foot drags are out of it. I just don't do foot drag or anything like that. Right.
That's all right, man. Hey, we'll work with you. We'll pray for you. You'll be all right.
You'll be all right. Oh, no, not the flight. Oh, flight junkies, please. Anyway. Hey, okay, well, cool, man. I mean, so is that an invitation thing, or are you just if anybody's interested, or how are you going to do that?
Yes, that's why we put it on the web. Anybody can sign up now. It's nice that they're a pilot, but if they just want to come and get to know some of the flight junkies and some of the people, it's not just a flight junkies event. They do need to get this signed up pretty quick. We can only do 15 rooms at a time, so we book 15 rooms, and then we book the next 15. They'll only let us box off 15 rooms at a time. And so we're always subject to a change in price. But right now it's $401 out the door for tax and your port charges and everything. And, I mean, they feed you like a king if you've ever been on a cruise.
That's the first thing my wife asked. What about port charge and all that? I said, well, as far as I remember, you know, it's just everything is taken care of. And he said, hell, yeah, when I was talking to him, he said, you know, I eat about $400 worth of food that first night. So it's like...
I do. I really honestly don't know how they do it because, you have food continually and all the amenities. And then each night is your formal dining, and all of us got tables. We slammed all these tables together. We had waiters going crazy for the group that we had. We had to slam about three tables together.
Yeah.
And they were just waiting on us hand and foot. Tonight it's prime rib night. The next night it's lobster night. I think I ate about six lobsters just for my main course on lobster night. I think on prime rib night I went through about five plates of prime rib. I gained about 11 pounds, 12 pounds while I was on there. So I had to come back when I got back.
That's why you're flying a monster, right?
Flying a monster, I had to leave the Simonini at home for like a week until... I even had to put on a tandem wing, for God's sakes. I couldn't get off the ground.
Oh,
I was running like a pregnant duck or something, man. It was crazy. If anybody wants to come, it's open to the public. Just have them give us a call because it is, we can only hold that price until for these 15 rooms, 16 rooms, I think she's got blocked off. We've already started, I think we've moved about four of them now. So we just got it up on the website, just went up there. So anybody that is interested, give Sherry a call. Call me. I'll hook you up to my wife, and she'll tell you all the details. If there's anything you don't understand on the website, she'll make everything clear for you.
And that's at www.flightjunkies.com. His telephone number, email address, everything you need is on the his website. You should go check out his website anyway. It's pretty cool. It's got some nice videos, information more on Fresh Breeze if you're actually interested in buying a Fresh Breeze. Tell you what, what I'm going to do is, do a little code call. You know, this is a time to tell, and what I mean by that, why should I buy Fresh Breeze? I mean, rather than buying something else. Well, I know you're passionate about the sport and also passionate about the Fresh Breeze, so I'm just going to kind of do a cold call, like I'm calling you for the first time and say, hey, I'm interested in, buying a Fresh Breeze. Just now trying to get into sport, why should I buy a Fresh Breeze? I mean, I know you say you love the company and they're great in support. So,
well, you just hit on my favorite subject. Let's talk about the quality of the unit first. I think it's superb. I think it's absolutely second to none. We're talking about a company, again, when you buy from Fresh Breeze, you're buying from a company that's been around for 20 years. They're going to be around for you in the future. You're not going to have to worry about them going out of business. You're going to be able to find parts. They're readily available to you. Customer service is second to none. things get taken care of. You're not going to have to worry about things being shipped overseas or being backordered. We keep everything in stock. It's usually to your door in about 2 days. That's an amazing thing to work with. When you buy, I mean, a Fresh Breeze is the quietest unit on the market. Everybody knows that. They're synonymous for their quietness. And with fields fading away because of annoyance noise, you want a motor that's quiet. It's got features that no other unit on the market has worldwide. Its unique harness system, the fact that we use our Bing carburation with our top-mounted tank for gravity feed eliminates so many problems. Being able to use your harness, which is detachable, the choices of harnesses and choices of suspensions that you get with Fresh Breeze. And then, of course, buying through Flight Junkies, you get unlimited free training for life. And what that means is simply exactly what it says, unlimited free training for life. And that training's not just on you, it's on that unit. Basically what that means is if you buy a unit from me, you get free training. If you have a friend who's thinking about getting into sport and you want to let him borrow your unit, he can bring that same unit to me and train, or your fourth friend or your fifth friend or your tenth friend. I will train as many people as you want on that unit. If you ever do go to sell your unit is going to retain more value. Not only because it's a Fresh Breeze and it's the most desired unit out there and the resale is so quick on them, but also because you bought it from me, it'll be putting more money back in your pocket. And it's definitely not because I'm handsome, because I'm not.
Listen to you.
Well, you've seen the pictures. Right. You look at my wife, you look at me, you go back and forth, and you go, I don't get it.
You know what it is. You know what it is, see. You have the bald head, and I have the bald head, and it's just, you know, irresistible. So, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I thought I was going to give the guys a chance, but I found out I was even more sexy with that, right?
But
the thing is, you'll retain more value from your unit if you buy it from Flight Junkies, because when you do go to sell it, you'll be able to ask more for your unit, because you'll be able to offer free, unlimited training for life with that. And so all they have to do is when you sell that unit, you tell them, you know, you just say, I bought this unit from Will Jones, and he said I get unlimited free training. He walks in the door, and he gets his unlimited free training. He can train with me as often as he likes, and I train in all 50 states. I can't let training become an expense to me, so if somebody does want me to train in their state, they have to do two things. Give me an airline ticket to get there, and give me a place to sleep, and that could be as much as a couch or an old musty knapsack in the basement. I don't care. But you got to ship me out there yourself. Oh, and you got to give me a ticket back to my wife. Other than that, I'll train in all 50 states, and I have trained in all states except Montana so far. And I've been numerous times in every state. And so pretty much no matter where you go. But those are some of the reasons to buy a Fresh Breeze. The rest of them are listed on my website in a section entitled What Other Brands and Dealers Don't Want You to Know.
Right.
And that'll really sum it up for you. So,
yeah.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, because I remember going on there. That was one of the first things you said, look, go on my website and look at this. I want you to read this. And you'll understand, you know, and it points out a lot of stuff. And I was like, wow. So, but anyway, well, cool, man. Very cool. Let's see here. Anything else you want to talk about or say, or just have to, you know, you'd like to tell the people that maybe we didn't go over? I'm trying to look at my, of course, looking at my notes here, trying to figure out, did I miss anything? Oh, I got a question for you. On the PPG list, the big list, I'm sorry, on the big list, there was and you fly a monster, there was a belt tightening problem. What is the steps to tighten that belt, to get that, make sure that belt doesn't have a problem?
I've never had a problem. I fly the monster all the time and have.
Yeah.
I just don't have any kind of problem. It's a very simple process for me. What I do, I loosen the top nut just as it says to do.
Yeah.
To lower the main shaft down. I take off the big nut in the back first, and then loosen the top, lower it down the same. I don't know. Has there been a problem? I didn't know.
Well, no. It was just one of those deals where Paul, 250, he had a, where his belt jumped on him or whatever like that, and they were going back and forth and trying to figure out the procedure on the tightening of it.
Actually, I was out in Albuquerque, and I showed Paul what the problem was with his.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I figured it out. He kept telling me about his belt. What he did is there's the washer behind the big nut in the back.
Yeah.
Okay, that nut that he had on there, I don't know if it's the original nut, or if he put the, there's a big washer, and then there's a nut, and it has a rounded edge on one of the nuts, on the big nut. He put the big nut on the washer with the rounded side on first, and then began to tighten it down. Here's what this does. It tends to make the washer concave in the middle, sort of bowl in the middle. Now that it's bowled in, it has nothing. It allows the shaft to tip slightly forward or down, rather than hold it straight out. Mm-hmm. The whole reason for tightening that is to hold it completely flat and horizontal when it's in that hold that shaft horizontal. But when you round out that washer, and if people look at it, say have a problem with their belt jumping a notch or two. Take a look at the washer. Replace that washer with a completely flat nut or flat washer, or if you even want, you can have one a hole drilled through a piece of steel that doesn't bend at all like a washer.
Mm-hmm.
You really need a heavy duty washer, but his was completely rounded. I said I guarantee if you flip that washer over now that it's old, you put the cupped end against the. I got a customer calling, so hold on. I'll just let it beep.
Okay.
Anyways, if you just put that flat against there, it won't jump. Sure enough, we tighten it up, and the problem was solved. And sometimes the littlest things, if guys would just call me, it's something like that I can spot it pretty quick.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Other than that, I've never had any problem. But if there's usually a problem, it's usually from something that they've done. But if it's not, man, with Fresh Breeze, you got a 1-year warranty. They'll stand behind it. They'll back you up, and they'll get it taken care of for you. At least I will. I go a little bit extra for my guys. So many times the guys have ordered things from me, little things that man, I don't even charge them sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not that issue. You know, we just want them happy and keep them flying.
I thought you would know. I wanted to ask you that. I've been meaning to. I'm surprised that I guess he ended up calling you later on after that or whatever like that. And guys, if you can see,
I was there.
Oh, that's right. You said you were out there. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I came up there to train. I sold two more units in Albuquerque, and I was out there training. And he came out to fly, and his belt had jumped. And he goes, "Man, that keeps jumping on me." I said, "Don't fly." I said, "Look at your belt. It moved two. It's hanging two." Two notches off your thing here. I said, don't fly that thing like that. He goes, well, I can't help it. It just keeps creeping forward like that. I said, dude, if you lose that in the air and you over-rev your motor for a second, you can wind it out and cause more damage.
Yeah.
And, but, no, that's all it was. It was just that nut. He needed a new one on. No problem. Problem solved.
Well, guys.
It's so little that he doesn't see it, but this is... Fresh Breeze is what I eat, sleep, and breathe, brother.
Yeah.
So if there is something, I usually can tell him. Like I had one guy say, "Man, the thing's been running great. It starts every time. This thing starts on the first pull. So I don't know why it's not starting now." I go, "Okay, here's what I want you to do. Are you in front of the machine?" "Yeah." "Okay." I says, "Go over by the little wires coming out by the ignition. Make sure that they're all one loose. There's one hanging." I'm like, "Yeah. You know what? Get to know your machine. Look at it. Try to think how it works. Read the manual through. Take a look at it." I try to spend as much time when guys are here showing them about service, what to replace, from, you know, when they're going to need to replace it, and just kind of show them things. I don't even assemble it until they're here because I want them to see what we're doing. In most cases, I'll have them put it together and while I talk to them, and, you know, it's the best way to learn. Just get in there and get your hands on it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, I tell you what, look at it. This is like 8:39 Eastern Standard Time. He's got customers calling. He's sitting here. I called him. He's giving us information about a monster belt thing and, like I said, passionate about the sport and everything. Once again, if you have any questions or want more information, go to www.flightjunkies.com. And his number and email are on the website. If you like his number, it is area code 330-554-9194. Well, Kurt,
we're open. open up 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I take phone calls till 11 o'clock at night.
There you go. Is there a lot of people, yeah. You know, we're... tell me, what's the oldest guy you trained?
He's in training right now. He's 73 years old, but I do have a couple other guys that are 72 years old.
Wow.
Were you down here when the old man, the other old guy was here?
He had just finished, I think, right before I got down there. I think it was.
Yep, we got another one that's 73. In fact, his birthday was just yesterday, and he's in training right now. I think foot launching is going to be too much for him. He just doesn't seem to have as much strength as he needs to really successfully pull it off. We're going to a trike with him, but man, he's a spark plug, and he's coming up to the reunion, so everybody will get to meet him.
Excellent.
He's a wild old man. It's Crazy Man Bob. What do you think this guy?
Crazy Man Bob.
I'm not kidding you. This is the wildest guy. I can't. We go to take him to a restaurant. He's hitting on the waitresses, and he's a wild man. I mean, he's
look. Y'all try to get me singing karaoke down there, but I can't carry a tune in a bucket. So I can only imagine. So the hospitality was great when I was down there, guys. The cool thing about his training, he can train when it's like the tundra up here in the northern part of the states. He's down in Florida there, and so he's got basically year-round training, so it is unbelievable.
You forgot about the other thing too. When people come down here, if they want to train, if somebody ends up getting a unit from me and they want to come down here, I tell them, bring your wife. My wife loves to have the company. She assists me in training out on the beach every day.
Sure.
And she loves it when they bring their wives. Make a vacation out of it.
Yeah.
You get your unit. I'll pay all the shipping charges. I'll have it shipped here from the factory. And it'll come here. They'll stay at my house. They're treated like family. We do things different here at Flight Junkies. Everybody else runs it like a business. We just run it like family, brother. That's the camaraderie of Flight Junkies, you know.
Yeah.
It's a closeness and a tightness that the other guys can't figure out. And, you know, to us, it's about the fun. It's about the flying. It's acting like idiots. We don't care.
That's great.
Well, we don't. It's not a money issue. I think you stay at my house. My wife, you've met Sherry. You've got a phenomenal cook.
I'm telling you, I took care of me.
Did you eat good when you were here?
Oh my gosh, y'all took care of me. I'm telling you,
dude. This
is not a Flight Junkie just Kurt commercial. I mean, y'all took care of me. I called my wife and said you ain't gonna believe it. I just felt like I was at home. I mean, it was just like I was part of the family. So no, it was wonderful. I don't know if I thank you
that.
Enough.
They're welcome to stay at our 15-bedroom estate down here, right on the beach. Just kidding. It's a little house.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You didn't take me to that.
It's a little house. We have a little place. It's just comfortable. We're minutes from the beach now, and we've been training. We've got some local fields now flying down here, and I'm actually looking into purchasing some more land to have a bigger field down here and go that route, same as we did in Ohio. I love Ohio. I really do. And believe it or not, unless you're at the beach, I get more flying days, more usable flying days in Ohio than I do in Florida. It's just
really?
unless you're at the beach down here and at some of the places that we do train, and some that's the problem. We have some places that you just can't you can't train off of because the beaches have already made regulations. But we've got some good friends, and we've got some other pilots that own property right on the beach, and we're able to train there in wide open spaces, and we've got some public places that we use. So we've got a lot of good flying down here. But realistically, if you're not flying at the beach down here, you got to get out of the sky by about 10:30 because you're going to start getting the snot kicked out of you by the thermals.
Man.
And they'll come in hard and they'll come in strong, and it's just not even fun to fly after a while. I mean, unless you're really into thermaling, I like it, but not as much as I enjoy smooth air.
Nothing like glass, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
What?
But I love Ohio, and I am really looking forward to seeing everybody. We are expecting probably between 250 and 300 pilots this year at the Flight Junkies reunion, because every year they get bigger and bigger. And just doing the math and doing the numbers, this is going to be the biggest event. We've got some very special surprises planned. We've got some amazing prizes to give away. People are going to say, no way.
Wow.
And no joke, we're sparing no expense this year for everybody to have a good time.
Okay.
We're encouraging everybody to bring pyrotechnics and any kind of explosion they want.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait, this is a disclaimer. This is a disclaimer. Now go ahead, man.
We're encouraging everyone to bring as many illegal, bring anything from a sparkler to a Roman candle. One guy's bringing something he calls the Big Bertha. I don't know what it is. One of my flight junkies says that's what he's bringing. He describes it as something about a mortar that's about as big as round as a bowling ball. And he says it's going to light up the sky from horizon to horizon.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I don't know what it is. He says it's bigger than anything you've ever seen. And he's doing it in one shot. I think one shot is going to cost him a fortune, but he's bringing it.
Okay. All right. This is where we have to step back, please, ladies and gentlemen. You can get burned. Well, cool. Well, all right, man. I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you go ahead and give your website and telephone number stuff out. If you have anything else you'd like to say, I'm taking up plenty of your time here, I do believe. And
Will, I'm looking forward to it. You are going to be at this fly-in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I've already made plans. Yeah. This is one of the shows I'm actually going to even kind of do a live thing for the show or whatever like that. Not necessarily live, but record while I'm there at the show. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be there.
Oh, no kidding. Are you really?
Yeah. Mhm.
Oh, now you're making sense. That's great.
Yeah. So it's
well, ma'am, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And I look forward to everybody that's listening. I look forward to seeing you out there. Hope you have a great time. I know you will. And we are exceptionally excited about this. I am on a one-track mind for the new field. We worked on it for a couple of months before we left, smoothing it out, cutting down weeds, planting grass, and dragging harrows and I'm not sure if the new building and the new hangar is going to be up this year, which is also going to double as a party center. It's going to be a nice building, but it will be up by the following spring if it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And but for right now, we got a nice big field and it's ours, and we're just tickled to death, man.
And don't forget, guys, if you are interested in the fly-in cruise that's for 2010, go on the website and get the information. And he needs to get a definite. Pretty quick, so
yeah, they can lay down. I believe it's $100 or $200 deposit to hold it,
okay.
And they can even if they change their mind or if they don't know, they can even get their money completely full refund. I believe within 60 days of the cruise. So
okay.
If they want to sign up now, but they're not sure if they're going to have those dates available with their work schedule or family or whatnot. Lay it down now. If it's not good for you, you can always back out, I believe, 60 days before the event. And, you know, we're talking about middle of next winter. You're going to have snow up to your gazumbis. You're going to say, man, all the flight junkies are heading off to Mexico, to Costa Maya, Mexico, and then Cozumel, Mexico, and they're going to be sucking up the sun and flying for a week, and you're going to be out shoveling snow. So, come on.
That's great.
It's $400.
Yeah. January 4th to the 9th for the cruise, guys, and try to get in touch with him as quick as you can on that. And, Kurt, man, thanks a lot. Shoot, I'm glad you was available for this interview and everything. Like I said, I am new to this, and I'm sure a lot of people would love to hear the information, so that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get information out there, so...
Sounds great, man. Looking forward to seeing you, Will. Give me a call anytime, and we'll see you this summer.
All right, Kurt. Appreciate it, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go, Captain Kurt. Lots of passion. Lots of passion. Probably one of the hardest working guys, like I said. Loves the sport. Loves his product that he sells. This is all about information. Talking PPG Radio. Hopefully you enjoyed. For more information on Flight Junkies, go to flightjunkies.com. Carver's Field Invasion, July 23rd through the 26th, Flight Junkie Reunion 2009. Fresh Breeze, just a question. I'm sure he would be more than happy to try to answer him if he can. So I'd like to thank Kurt again for coming on. If you want to come on website, hey, I'm here. Information is what I'm looking for. Got some other things lined up. Got some other things ready to go. And I appreciate you guys lending me an ear. Don't forget, Pine Island Fly-In this weekend. Yes, the 27th through the 29th. PlanetPPG.com for more information. Be safe, guys. Friendly skies, beautiful skies, great weather. Jealous because of the spring fever that I'm going through right now. And that's all I got for now, guys. Thank y'all for listening. Like I said, thank you for the ear. Any questions, thoughts, comments, give me a buzz, drop a line. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio. Bye.
I wanna fly.